Welcome to the Tortoise Quick Take Podcast. Thank you for joining us. Today, Tortoise provides a timely update on trending topics in the market.
Hello, I am Tortoise Managing Director and Portfolio Manager Rob Thummel with this week's Tortoise Quick Take Podcast. Albert Einstein once said, learn from yesterday, live for today, hope for tomorrow. The most important thing is to not stop questioning. And after a week in which the S&P 500 Energy Select Sector Index declined by almost 9%, and the Alerian Midstream Energy Index fell by almost 6%. We received several questions from some of you related to performance last week. So let me address a few of the potential drivers. First, California Governor Gavin Newsom issued an executive order banning the sale of new gasoline-powered cars and pickup trucks by 2035. The natural question, what impact will this have on the energy sector? For perspective, California consumed about 14 billion gallons of gasoline in 2019, according to the EIA. That sounds like a lot. However, this equates to slightly less than 1 million barrels per day, or 1% of global oil demand. Now, as 2035 approaches, gallons of gasoline will be replaced by kilowatt hours of electricity as the energy source for the transportation sector in California. The California Solar and Storage Association estimates that electricity demand could grow by 25% by 2035. And currently, the state of California lacks sufficient electricity to maintain reliability. California suffered from rolling blackouts this summer due to high levels of demand during heat waves. To fix this situation and prepare for future demand, a significant amount of renewable and power infrastructure will be needed, providing several opportunities for many of the companies invested in across the Tortoise Ecofin investment platform. A second potential driver of energy market weakness last week could have been a Wall Street Journal story regarding excess pipeline capacity in the Permian Basin. The story highlighted pipeline capacity transporting oil from the Permian could reach 8.3 million barrels per day, while Permian oil production is around 4 million barrels per day. This would point to excess pipeline capacity that could pressure transportation rates and cash flows of several large energy infrastructure operators like Plains, Magellan, and Enterprise. We don't think this issue will have a material impact on the cash flows of the energy infrastructure companies that we invest. Why? Well, a majority of the excess capacity was built after 2018 and is supported by contractual volume commitments for several years. Our focus is on transportation rates on the pipelines when the original contracts expire. From our perspective, the Permian Basin remains the most prolific short-cycle basin in the world. What does that mean? Short-cycle refers to the length of time it takes to produce the commodity and generate cash. We expect short-cycle shale oil basins like the Permian to offset declines in long-cycle projects like offshore oil. For example, research performed by Rystad Energy suggests that 2020 will be peak production for offshore oil. By 2025, offshore oil production is expected to fall by 3 million barrels per day, from 28 million to 25 million barrels per day. By 2030, offshore oil production is forecasted to decline by 10 million barrels per day. Recent pivots by BP and Royal Dutch Shell away from oil and gas could accelerate offshore volume declines even further. As global oil demand returns, OPEC spare capacity will be reduced, allowing the Permian to fill the gap provided by declining offshore oil production. To capture this opportunity, adequate infrastructure operated by energy infrastructure companies that we invest in is critical. Alternatively, if oil demand growth and/or Permian production growth do not materialize as expected, then these existing pipelines could be repurposed to transport other in-demand commodities such as natural gas liquids or natural gas. A final possible explanation for performance last week relates to the dividend yield of energy bellwether ExxonMobil rising above 10%, alarming certain investors. You might be thinking, a 10% dividend yield sounds compelling. We agree if it is sustainable. Exxon does not generate sufficient free cash flow to pay its dividend based on analyst forecasts. To sustain its dividend, Exxon will need to sell assets or increase debt. So in short, Exxon's dividend is not sustainable. In contrast, several large energy infrastructure companies have 10% plus dividend yields that are sustainable. The largest is Enterprise Products Partners with a 11.5% dividend yield. Enterprise is forecasted to generate enough free cash flow to not only pay its dividend, but also buy back stock or pay down debt. So if you're searching for equity securities with high dividend yields, look at energy infrastructure and not at Exxon. And in other news, GE last week said that it will exit the coal power market. This is welcome news for lower future carbon emissions. Even more meaningful steps towards reducing carbon emissions occurred last week when China's President Xi pledged to become carbon neutral by 2060. China is by far the world's largest carbon dioxide emitter, generating more carbon dioxide than the U.S. and Europe combined. After peaking in 2007, the U.S. and Europe have reduced carbon dioxide emissions by 16% and 18% respectively, according to the BP Statistical Review. China's path towards lower emissions will likely follow the U.S. and Europe, which means replacing coal that generates 58% of China's current energy supply with natural gas and renewables. Those are the highlights from last week. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for joining us, and stay tuned for our next cast. Have topics you want covered or other feedback to share? Write us at info@tortoiseadvisors.com. Nothing contained in this communication constitutes tax, legal, or investment advice. Investors must consult their tax advisor or legal counsel for advice and information concerning their particular situation. This podcast contains certain statements that may include forward-looking statements. All statements other than statements of historical fact included herein are forward-looking statements. Although Tortoise believes that the expectations reflected in these forward-looking statements are reasonable, they do involve assumptions, risks, and uncertainties, and these expectations may prove to be incorrect. Actual events could differ materially from those anticipated in these forward-looking statements as a result of a variety of factors. You should not place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements. This podcast reflects our views and opinions as of the date herein, which are subject to change at any time based on market and other conditions. We disclaim any responsibility to update these views. These views should not be relied on as investment advice or an indication of trading intention. Discussion or analysis of any specific company-related news or investment sectors are meant primarily as a result of recent newsworthy events surrounding those companies or by way of providing updates on certain sectors of the market. Tortoise, through its family of registered investment advisors, does provide investment advice to Tortoise-related funds and others that includes investment into those sectors or companies discussed in these podcasts. As a result, Tortoise does stand to beneficially profit from any rise in value from many of the companies mentioned herein, including companies within the investment sectors broadly discussed.